In Shailas Tshuvas Torah Lishma, which we had the privilege to talk about in Masechtas Bava Metzia. So who's the author of Shailas Tshuvas Torah Lishma? That's a very, very big mystery. Was it the Ben Ish Chai? Or was it a Yid Yecheskel Kuchli that no one ever heard of? But regardless, in Shailas Tshuvas Torah Lishma, this is in Simen Samech Aleph. He has a very interesting Shaila, and this is Mamish Dover Be'itei Matoiv. This is the first weekend of the summer, and it's a very interesting Shaila. The Shaila was, in Mutter Liyachid Beis HaKnesses Echel L'Chayrev Echel L'Kayitz. Could you have a Beis HaKnesses where I'm only using this Beis HaKnesses during the summer, or I'm only using this Beis HaKnesses during the Chayrev? Meaning, you can have a Beis HaKnesses, and the doors are going to be locked 10 months out of the year. Could be it's inappropriate. Could be it's Pasha not covered. It's not covered to have a basic so nobody walks into. Mechadeis, and this is something you can do. Look, he brings the shayla, and at the end he says, "Ein bo zeh chashash." There's no chashash. This is not something you have to worry about. Dachi yisa b'gemara, bava basra, daf gimel amid beis, mereimor mazut shmi sosri, ubonu be'kaita b'sisvasa, ubonu be'sisvasa, be'kaita, upirish rashi sham. No, either way, he says it's a mafurish gemara. Mashman mikan the hayadarkam shloilus bayel bekayetz el bebeis haknesh shloim meakayetz ubechayrif bebeis haknesh shloim meakayrif. And it's pretty clear that this is the way it was. I'll tell you, meinyan leinyan ba'osa inyan. I saw in the safe in the tzoytzei ashas, and it brings from Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung, who said over a maisa with Rav Meir Shapiro. So the maisa was that the chevra in Petrikov, so they came to the Rav. They came to Rav Meir Shapiro, and they asked Rav Meir Shapiro if they could build a tanner, if they could build an oven in the Beis HaKnesses in Petrikov. So it seems that it was very, very cold. Right? He brings here that the Polish winters, and at night, it was, mom, as you can imagine how cold it was. And there was no insulation, there's no heating or anything. They want to know if they could build a tanner, if this is something that's okay. So Rav Meir Shapiro said he's going to ask his Rebbe. The next time he goes to his Rebbe, the Chokhtav Rebbe, he's going to ask his Rebbe. So he walked into the Chokhtav. This is the Maisa that Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung said over. He said he walked into the room where the Chokhtav was. And before Rav Meir Shapiro started talking, right, you go to a Rebbe, you wait for the Rebbe to talk. So the Rebbe asked him, "Am I balabatim bon lebeis ha-medrash b'chayruf afal pisha ein shom tana?" This was his question. He says, "Zog, t'chsidim kimen aran b'smedrish, or is it tzikalt, mekimen aran b'smedrish?" And when Rav Meir Shapiro heard that, he was mamish taken aback. Now, the way he told the story was that he walked out and he told the son of the Chokhtav Rebbe, quote, "In moyisi chasin muvik, hoyisi oymish or hoyisi etzel avicha ruach hakodesh mamish." I thought Rav Meir Shapiro was a chasin muvik of the Chokhtav, but this is what he said. "In moyisi chasin muvik," he said, "that's what I would have said. Aval hayoyshe neni chasin muvik kozeh. I'm not such a haisach husin. Ani oymish avicha hu chacham mechukim. I hold that your father is just a very, very wise man. For yoideya shem rav ba etzloi, that if a rav is coming, bevadu bedaito lishol b'negei lebeis medrash, a roof comes, what is he coming to ask? Something related to the beis medrash? No, v'kivin shavichu chochem gadol kitzah. Either way, this is what he said. The bottom line is the Rebbe told him that he should build a tanner. This is what he told him. Either way, so Rav Hirschsprung told Rav Meir Shapiro, he says, "I have a raya. I hold that I have a raya that you don't build a tanner in a beis medrash." He said, "What's my raya from the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Gimel Amud Beis?" Because you see, in the Gemara they had one beis haknesses for the summer and one beis haknesses for the winter. He said, "Why do they have to have two bati knesses?" He says, "Lachari, they could have had one." By Pashin, how do you understand it? It was an insulation issue. He says, "Why do you make a tanner?" He said, "The teretz is there was no tanner in the beis hamikdash, and if there was no tanner in the beis hamikdash, right? So it's you're talking that they didn't make a tanner in the mikdash mat either. Either way, this is the story."